Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, joining me now to talk about a really major lawsuit, and I'm excited about it, and I don't usually get excited about lawsuits. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but this one I am excited about because it's going after the Biden administration for their sneaky little tricks and tactics, a cover-up, and this is something that needs to be exposed. And here to talk about it with me is the man behind the lawsuit, Daniel Turner, founder and executive director for PowerTheFuture.com. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Rich, it's great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. I mean, 8 months of litigation with the U.S. Department of State. You now are suing the Department of Justice over a cover-up of the secretive office of the Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, better known as John Horseface Kerry.
Exactly. This is an escalation of the lawsuit on our part. This has been going on for 8 months, 9 months, because, you know, under the Freedom of Information Act, the American people have a right to know how their tax dollars are being spent, what these government agencies do, what these bureaucracies do. John Kerry is not some clandestine military secret, right? He's a government bureaucrat. So we've wanted to know, what is his staff? Who are their names? What is their budget? What does he do all day? Who's he meeting with? You are allowed to know that under the Freedom of Information Act. And we've been told for 9 months, no. We filed suit back in January, and they've dragged their heels on this lawsuit. So, yeah, I don't like to have to sue people. It's a lot of money. But we have to escalate this to say you're purposely withholding this information because you don't want the American people to know. You definitely don't want them to know before the November election. That should raise some questions, right? Like, what has this guy done if the DOJ is like, nope, we're not giving you this information?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, this position, this special climate envoy, does it even really technically exist?
No, and it's never been appropriated. Congress didn't have to meet right? Isn't that what they're saying about the FEMA victims, right? There's no money because Congress has to meet. Well, Congress didn't have to meet to create the John Kerry office. You know, they found the money somehow.
$14 million.
Yeah.
You know, and 45 people working there, apparently.
Where did they get the authorization from, right? There's never been, and look, I dislike some of these huge government agencies. I get excited when Elon Musk talks about this task force he's got a champion in the Trump administration. He mentioned the other day cutting 80% of the federal government.
80%. Oh, beautiful. Music to my ears, huh?
But the bad thing about these offices is that they have been appropriated by Congress. They meet all the time, and they just gave the FBI a new building, right? So Congress has appropriated the funding, but they haven't given a dime to John Kerry or to the climate international czar envoy. And yet he's had power and authority to enact change without any input or oversight from the government or the American people.
And this is very troubling because, again, it's the overreach of the executive branch of government where they just do whatever the hell they want and there's no constraints on them whatsoever. And under the Freedom of Information Act, we, the people, have a right to know what our government is up to. So you asked them and they told you to go pound sand. And that's not okay. It's not okay at all. And so the lawsuit accuses the State Department and the DOJ of stonewalling these Freedom of Information Act requests regarding climate office personnel. And there's a term for this kind of a lawsuit, right, Daniel, that you guys have filed? There's a term for it?
Now you're asking me a legal question. Is there? Oh, yes. Yes, there is. There's a patterns and practice lawsuit.
Bingo.
Oh, my gosh. I got nervous. I got stumped.
But you nailed it. Look at you.
Thank you. Yeah, I should do this for a living. Yeah, this is to say, look, what you are doing right now, you are exhibiting behavior that is a pattern and practice, that you are doing this deliberately on repeatedly over and over again. And it's evidence that there is some sort of collusion happening, right? There's evidence that people are meeting quietly offline saying, hey, Power of the Future wants these documents. Here's why we can't give them to them. Let's just come up with an excuse. The last information we got from the State Department was we can release these documents, but in 60 days. And that clearly is after the election. Right. So there's a reason why they're giving us these dates that are so far into the future. They don't want the American people to know what John Kerry has done. And that's not how our government is supposed to function.
No, it's really not. I want to play a clip for you. Just a short time ago, Kamala Harris was on The View, and this clip is making the rounds. And, you know, we're talking about fracking in Pennsylvania. I'm sure you know Danielle Turner. The other day she said people are misrepresenting her position on the issue of fracking, which I think is a load of BS. Today she was asked on The View, is there anything you would have done differently? I mean, for a candidate who's running as the supposed change candidate, this is probably one of the worst answers I've ever heard in my entire life of following politics. Let's take a listen.
Well, if anything, would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
I mean, is this a suicide mission? I don't understand that. Nothing comes to mind, and you're running as the change candidate.
I cannot imagine being so bad at your job as a Democrat that you mess up an interview on The View of all places, right? I mean, this is not one of the harder shows to go on, especially as a Democrat female. This is a softball, and she couldn't give a good answer. Her campaign and this multi-billion-dollar Democrat operation to get us into the election, the whole strategy has been, we are not Joe Biden.
Right.
We got rid of Joe Biden. Joe Biden caused inflation. Joe Biden caused war in Israel and the invasion of Ukraine. Joe Biden drove up energy. Joe Biden did everything bad. And now he's old and he has to go. We are, as Kamala herself has said, we're turning the page. We're starting a new chapter. And here is her chance to push that into action and say, yes, here's what I would have done differently. And I will do differently as president. And instead, she doubles down on the opposite strategy. So it is remarkable how bad of a candidate she is. And that should scare the crap out of you, Pennsylvania in particular, of how bad of a president she is going to be, because clearly she wants fracking bans. She wants the liquid natural gas pause. She wants the war on coal, because she can't think of anything that she would have done differently.
Nothing. Not even, you know, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline on day one. Somebody made a great point yesterday. I was actually on Guy Benson's radio show on Fox News Radio yesterday, and he made a great point. He said Joe Biden ran as a moderate but governed like Kamala Harris. Mm-hmm. And that's very obvious, you know. And when you think about the war on energy, and I keep talking about why all these blue-collar guys and gals are going towards Trump now. I think a lot of it is the war on energy, which really started under Obama and then continued under Biden. I mean, you know, destroying coal towns and everything else. There was an article I saw the other day in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and it said, in the battle for the Pennsylvania vote, the politics of fracking involves more than fossil fuels. And what they're talking about here is the fact that these towns around the area would many of them private and state lands and everything else, these towns would be destroyed by this. And yeah, that's what the real fear is for a lot of people, is that she might come out in different ways and try to slow this industry down. But unless you get behind it, unless you support it, there are going to be a lot of people who are hurting going forward.
Absolutely. I think the climate movement is never satiated, right? They never get to a point that they say, you know what, I think we've won. We've done enough, right? Look at the damage they've done in 3.5 years, and now we still have a hurricane, and that's our fault, right? We're still being told this hurricane that's on its way, Milton, and God bless the people of Florida. We pray for their safety, but we're being told that's climate change. So 3.5 years wasn't enough, right? $4, $5 a dozen eggs, that didn't do the trick. So how much more time does the environmental left need until all of the pain they've inflicted upon our economy and all the jobs they've cost and the towns they've ruined, when does it kick in, right? When do we no longer have to worry about a hurricane because we've suffered enough? So clearly it's all a load of BS, right? And climate group is never going to stop. What is going to stop is when we vote. There are 500,000 Pennsylvanians who work directly and indirectly in energy. Some, yes, they're on rigs. Some work in fracking. Some are mining coal. But some of them produce uniforms, right, and service equipment. And some of them are truck drivers. And when you add them all together, it's 500,000 Pennsylvanians. Every one of them has to vote. And if they have a spouse, they have to drag their spouse to go vote. And if they have voting age kids, they have to make sure those kids vote. Because what's going to happen if Kamala wins is that she will reverse course again. And those great little towns in Western PA, in Beaver and in Butler and in Westmoreland counties, right? What's going to happen is your opportunity is going to disappear. And the company's going to say, hey, Rich, if you want to keep your job as a driller, you're going to have to move to Texas. Do you want to move to Texas? Your mother lives down the block, right? Your kids are going to the high school you went to, right? This is your neighborhood. If you want to move to Texas, great, but you will be forced to move somewhere to keep your job. And that's how little towns across America get destroyed. And no one cares about those towns but Power the Future. It's why I started my organization. Kamala Harris doesn't care about those towns. Joe Biden doesn't care about those towns. Look at how they're treating them right now after the hurricane. So that's what's on the line this election.
The Brookings Institute, which is a lefty kook think tank, in 2021 released a report recommending that governments attempting to transition to cleaner energy sources should focus on retraining those who already work in the fossil fuel industry as a way to avoid losing jobs. Although it's still not entirely clear how many jobs the transition could eliminate or create. Well, you know, that's the other thing, too. It's like I don't want to be retrained to lay broadband cable, which, by the way, they spent billions and nobody got broadband service, and another gigantic government scam. But that, you know, that's for another show. But that's the other point about this, too. They just go, oh, we're just going to retrain you. We'll just retrain the workers. But they never actually have a sustainable plan for that, because to your point, they don't really give a damn about these people. They look down on these people. They could care less. Back to your lawsuit for a second, because I wanted to ask you as a follow up to this. And Daniel Turner's with me. Power of the Future, powerofthefuture.com, suing the Department of State right now and the DOJ, trying to figure out what's going on with John Kerry's climate envoy office. The House Oversight Committee has also launched an investigation into this office regarding potential conflict of interest between the office's staff members and leftist environmental groups. Who would some of those groups be, Daniel Turner?
Yeah, and there are a number of really big and really powerful groups: National Resources Defense Council and Environmental Defense Fund, Sierra Club, Greenpeace. I mean, these are organizations. These are not like a bunch of, you know, concerned moms who just care about the kids and clean water. These are staffs of 500 and 600 people with $400 million operating budgets and powerful, you know, communications and video firms that are putting out propaganda videos. These are not like, oh, you know, we just want the spotted owl to live. That's all the facade they try to convince us they're doing. But these are some powerful political weapons, and they're winning. Right. There's no doubt about it. They're winning. We're going after John Kerry's office in particular, because since it is set up in the Biden White House, they claim immunity. Right. Presidential immunity. We don't have to tell you what we're doing. You know, going back to what we were just saying about these jobs in small town America, if you recall, the day after Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline, January 22nd, 2021, John Kerry was asked about this, and he said, you know, now they Very have helpful. The opportunity to work in the new green economy, right? He doesn't care about their jobs. 14,000 people from Keystone laid off. He doesn't care. They have the opportunity now to work in the environment I want them to work at. Right. I want them. So you again, the Brookings study, we're going to retrain people. Do they get a say in that, you think, Rich? Do I get to decide if I want to be retrained? Nope. People like John Kerry will decide for you. That's the new vision that people like John Kerry have.
There was a hearing that was done last year, and Congressman Brian Mast asked John Kerry to identify the senior staff working in his office on the taxpayer's dime. He threw a tantrum. He refused. Let me play this audio for you and for the audience so that they can be reminded of what Kerry did. I mean, this is the arrogance of the executive branch, the arrogance of the elites to think that they are not going to answer to the people's representatives who have the constitutional authority for oversight of them. It's just absolutely unconscionable. But let's take a listen to this exchange.
Who is your deputy envoy for climate?
I have two deputies, and they are well known. They're very experienced people, Rick Duke and Sue Biniaz. But I'm not going to go through all the
Rick
names.
Rick Duke and who?
Mr. Chairman, Sue Biniaz, who's one of the most experienced negotiators in the world. Mr. Chairman, let me just say to you.
Deputy?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not going to fill them in here in this way, because that would be a violation of our process within the State Department.
You're not going to tell us who's
I'm not
going to
go
office.
Through them by name, because that is not the required process of the State Department.
Who's the principal deputy for climate in your office?
As I just said to you, Mr. Chairman.
Who's the chief of staff?
I am going to go through the normal process. Now, an algorithm kicked out that date, the one you're referring to.
I'm not going to argue about it, Mr. Kerry, Secretary Kerry. I'm not going to argue about it. You said you're not going to answer. You're not going to answer. It's par for the course.
No, I'm going to answer
through the
process. Like I said,
there was a FOIA request in 2021, said it wasn't going to be answered until 2024. I'm not going to spend my time arguing about it. You said you're not going to answer now?
Mr. Chairman, don't just cut me off. What I'm trying to do is tell you I'm going to follow the process of the State Department, which is normally followed. Where there are circumstances requiring that someone know who the person is, the State Department has complied and done that.
Every office,
where
every consulate,
not
every
a
bureau,
requirement
they have a hierarchy. You
where
go
there
into
is
the military
not a requirement.
It says Joe Biden. It says the secretaries. It says there's a hierarchy. This is standard practice for government.
We
not
have
argued that it's not standard practice.
You've been it
long
notification.
Enough. I want to point another arrow on my
office,
chart here, Mr. Secretary.
We presented.
Daniel Turner, I guess the question I have to ask is, are these like SEAL Team 6 members who killed Bin Laden,
exactly,
and we have to keep their identity a secret, which, by the way, Joe Biden didn't do? I mean, I don't understand why the State Department process for keeping it confidential who works in the freaking climate envoy office. I mean, unless you're going around the world and killing climate change as if it manifested itself into a human form, what are we doing here?
Exactly. There are times that the government is allowed to invoke clandestinity and national security, and we don't get to know some information, and we accept that. But this is a climate office. And what Mr. Kerry did there is why we had to file suit, because, you know, he says there's a standard practice, a standard procedure. But he knows he's lying to the American people. We know he's lying. And our lawsuit now, 9 months of litigation, Rich, our lawsuit's proving I'm not going to tell you who's working for me, because you don't have a right to know. The one person he mentioned, who he said is a very experienced negotiator, what the hell are we negotiating? Negotiate with climate change? Why do we need negotiate? Is there a hostage situation? Right? What are we negotiating? So who are you negotiating with?
Yeah, does pollution have a bunch of people tied up in a room somewhere, and the hostage negotiator is trying to get pollution to let him out? I mean, I'm really trying to understand this. It's so comical. It's also comical this is even in the State Department and not part of the EPA. I also don't understand that, by the way.
No, exactly. And you know what? When two or three individuals of the Trump administration tried these same tactics of I am not going to tell Congress what you want to know, they were locked up. They were let out in chains, right? They met Peter Navarro at the airport and shackled him and threw him in jail for months. Steve Bannon is still in jail for contempt of Congress. And this is my biggest beef against Republican elected officials. They don't play the games. And people, you know, they'll say, look, we don't want to be like them. We don't want to be. And I don't want to be the bad people. But John Kerry should have had happen to him what happened to Steve Bannon, what happened to Peter Navarro, what happened to everyone who defied a congressional subpoena. But John Kerry is above the law. And so the Republicans just say, you know what? Gosh darn it. He won't tell us. And they go on to their next thing. I don't want to be like them, Rich, but you know what? Don't elect me, because if you do, I'm not just going to be like them. I'm going to be worse, because I am sick and damn tired of it.
Well, you're fighting the good fight, brother, and I appreciate it. PowerTheFuture.com. Follow Daniel Turner on X. Daniel, give us your handle if you could for me, buddy.
Daniel Turner, PTF, for Power of the Future, and it is great to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
You bet, brother. Keep up the good fight. Thank you so much. As we continue along here on our fourth and final hour on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I want to remind you, Friday is the big day, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You better be there. It's going to be fun. If you're not there, I'm going to be offended, and you're going to miss out on a great, great time. So join us for that. All right, Friday, October 11th. This Friday. It's this Friday. It's a couple days from now at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Remember how I told you Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris? Yeah, it's true. He does. He hates her. Wants to see her lose. Wants his legacy to be that he's the only guy that beat Trump. Don't doubt me on this. Other people are saying it now, but I was the first. And I'll prove it to you again. So yesterday, Kamala Harris came out there. Hat tip to our buddy Greg Price on Twitter for posting this. Well, I guess the Trump War Room posted it earlier. But yesterday, Kamala Harris came out there and said DeSantis is playing political games with Hurricane Milton. I want you to know something. Florida, I'm very worried for them. I'm very scared. This is a scary storm. But thank God DeSantis is their governor. Honestly, thank God. That guy is the best. And he'll be all over this. He'll be all over this. But she's out there lying about DeSantis. And Joe Biden today comes out and says DeSantis is doing a great job. So here's a side-by-side comparison of Kamala Harris lying and then Joe Biden, because he hates her and wants to see her lose, defending the governor. Here we go.
President, Governor DeSantis, NBC is reporting Governor DeSantis is ignoring your calls on hurricanes, resources, and help. How does that hurt the situation here?
You know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be the moment that anyone who calls themselves a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. People are in desperate need of support right now, and playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations, these are the height of emergency situations, is just utterly irresponsible, and it is selfish, and it is about political gamesmanship instead of doing the job that you took an oath to do, which is to put the people first.
Madam Vice President.
Okay, that was yesterday. All right. Here's Joe Biden today talking about the same man, the same governor, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida.
The governor of Florida has been cooperative. He said he's gotten all that he needs. I talked to him again yesterday, and I said, no, you're doing a great job. It's being all being done well. We thank you for it. And I literally gave my personal phone number to call. So I don't know. There was a rough start in some places, but every governor from Florida to North Carolina has been fully cooperative and supportive and acknowledged what this team is doing. And they're doing an incredible job. We got a lot more to do.
Now, it would have been very easy for him to say nothing. He had all the press people were doing their usual, get out, shut up. It would have been very easy for him to not say that. He deliberately made a point of saying DeSantis is doing a great job. He deliberately made a point of saying that Kamala Harris is full of it to say that DeSantis is not doing a great job. Deliberately made that point. I mean, great. That's, good. But it just shows you what I've been saying to you, which is that he hates her and he wants her to lose. He wants her to lose. She's going to lose. And he is going to enjoy this. and he's doing everything possible that he can to make this happen. It's great. It is great. He's sending a giant message to the Washington swamp. Oh, you think you can just push me out? You think you just push somebody up who didn't win any votes? All right, good luck. Good luck. But don't think you're going to count on me for any help. And I will drag her down as much as I possibly can. Oh, it's a beautiful thing to watch. It's a beautiful thing to watch. It gives me chills, actually. It gives me chills. And here's DeSantis on Fox News talking about how Kamala Harris is playing games, and she is playing games.
And we've been laser focused on leveraging all resources available, including from the federal government. And I've been in touch with both FEMA and the president, as well as marshaling all our state agencies and working to support our local communities. And so for Kamala Harris to try to say that my sole focus on the people of Florida is somehow selfish is delusional. She has no role in this. In fact, she's been vice president for 3.5 years. I've dealt with a number of storms under this administration. She has never contributed anything to any of these efforts. And so what I think is selfish
is her
before? Trying to blunder into this. No. And here's
has
the
she
thing.
Ever called before?
She has no role. No, she has no role in this process. I'm in contact with the President of the United States. I'm in contact with FEMA director. I'm obviously managing all our state agencies. We're supporting all our local government. And I will say this. I've had storms under both President Trump and President Biden, and I've worked well with both of them. She's the first one who's trying to politicize the storm, and she's doing that just because of her campaign. She's trying to get some type of an edge. She knows she's doing poorly, and so she's playing these political games. I don't have time for political games. I've got people whose lives are on the line. I've got people whose homes and their possessions are on the line, and we are focused 100% on that mission. I'm not worried about playing her political games, and so she is being selfish by trying to blunder into this when we're working just fine.
Good for him. I mean, good for him for saying that. But man, Biden making the point of in the middle of the and all of it, the middle of all of it, and just completely ignoring the aides who are trying to shut down the media, and then takes the time to defend and praise Governor Ron DeSantis. There you go. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Waltz is a clown. Is he not a clown? I mean, this guy, he's such a clown.
In your debate with J.D. Vance, you said, I'm a knucklehead at times. And I think you were referring to the time that you said that you were in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square unrest when you were not.
Yeah.
Is that kind of misrepresentation, isn't that more than just being a knucklehead?
I think folks know who I am, and I think they know the difference between someone expressing emotion, telling a story, getting a date wrong, rather than a pathological liar like Donald Trump.
But I think it comes down to the question of whether you can be trusted to tell the truth.
Yeah, well, I can. I think I can. I will own up to being a knucklehead at times, but the folks closest to me know that I keep my word.
In your debate,
I'm a knucklehead. That's my big defense. America doesn't want a knucklehead. You got Milton bearing down right now on Florida. America doesn't want a knucklehead. Doesn't want a knucklehead in there. So these two are shameful for the games that they're playing around this hurricane. Yesterday, I told you Waltz, you know, went out there and he lied. He's been using that woman's death from that hospital in Georgia to say Trump's abortion ban kills women. These people are exploit people. They manipulate people. These are bad people. DeSantis categorically denied the report from ABC that he called, that he ignored a call from Kamala Harris.
You're not aware of that? And if so, how are you not aware of that?
So Biden called me a couple days ago with Helene when I was on the helicopter. I didn't have any issues. They had helped us with what we've done. I'm not aware that he's tried to call since then. Certainly hasn't called my phone. So I don't know quite where they're getting that information. At the same time, we got the approvals that we need. If there's something else that we need, you know, I'll hop on the phone very quickly, whether that's the FEMA administrator or the president, and we will press the case to be able to get approvals for what we need in Florida. But we have gotten approvals for everything that we've asked for.
Regarding the voting
code in this area? The ABC story is false as far as Harris and you go.
I didn't know that she had called, so I'm not sure who they called. They didn't call me, and their characterization of it was something that they did. It wasn't anything that anybody in my office did in terms of saying that it was political.
Given the severity of the storm, I did want to ask you about politics right now in terms of should
you know, I don't really want to answer questions about it. This is not a time for politics. No, excuse me, Gary. You and your publication will twist anything that's done to try to make a political agenda. That's what you do. That's how you get your clicks. I understand that. I understand that's the business model. Well, but I don't want to talk about politics because, well, but I have a feeling that however you do, you guys will find a way to frame it. That's just your shtick. I get it.
Good for him. He's got a job to do. He's got this monster storm bearing down on his state. Good for him. And shame on ABC for pushing out this fake report or reporting on Kamala Harris's lies. Either way, whatever it is, ABC either not doing their fact checking on this or just going with Kamala Harris's lies to try to make DeSantis and Republicans look bad, because that's what they do. That's what they do. And, you know, I'm really glad, too. Peter Ducey also went after Karine Jean-Pierre over funding for hurricane aid. And that got shut down very, very quickly because she doesn't want to hear it.
On this issue of funding, the administration has money to send to Lebanon without Congress coming back. But Congress does have to come back to approve money to send to people in North Carolina. Do I have that right?
Here's what I'm going to be very clear about. The president and the vice president has had a robust whole of government response to this. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I said it at the top, more than 200 million.
You know, do you think about just the optics of this? There are 233 people dead from Hurricane Helene. Over 230. I think that number is going to go up, sadly. And these people are tweeting out about money for Lebanon in the middle of all this. And you have this monster storm bearing down on Florida. And instead of them saying that we'll make sure they have everything they need, they're talking about they need more money. I mean, it's shameful. It's absolutely, but it's also just bad politics. Like, that's the thing about this I don't understand. This is really bad politics. How does anybody think they win in a situation like this where you've got two swing states, North Carolina and Georgia? I mean, leaving out the humanitarian side of it, just the politics of it. How does anybody think they win when you've got two swing states here that are absolutely suffering? And we're talking about money for Lebanon. We're talking about money for Lebanon right now. I feel so bad for these people, but the incompetence of this administration and how bad they are, just how bad they are with politics, right? It's what I said earlier with Daniel Turner this hour. I said, it's like a suicide mission. It's almost like they're on a suicide mission to just end this campaign. I'm amazed, absolutely amazed by this. And so now we're going to turn around and we're going to say we don't know if we have enough money to be able to help out. So you got all these humanitarian groups that are mobilizing to help storm victims when our fellow Americans are suffering. I mean, are you kidding me here? Are you kidding me? It's a little bit more of this exchange here.
And I will tell you what you value. If he's got money for people in Lebanon right now, without Congress having to come back. What does it say about his values? There's not enough money right now for
his
people
values,
in North Carolina
his,
who need it. That's not misinformation.
Wait, no, that is your whole premise of the question is misinformation, sir. It's misinformation.
Part?
The way you're asking me the question is misinformation. There is money that we are allocating to the impacted areas. What you're asking me is why Congress needs to come back and do their job. That's what you're asking me. Congress needs to come back and do their job and provide extra assistance, extra funding to disaster relief fund. That's what Congress needs to do, and we're going to continue to urge that. You may not want that, but that's okay. That's what this president wants, and that's what the vice president wants. Thanks, everybody.
But they don't need to come back to send money to Lebanon. Got it? They don't need to come back when it's about sending money to Lebanon. In that case, they're fine. They're fine. In 2022, the FCC revoked Starlink funds for rural areas because they hated Elon Musk for making Twitter a free platform, X a free speech platform. They took it away. And he tweeted out, had the FCC not illegally revoked the SpaceX Starlink award, it probably would have saved lives in North Carolina. Lawfare costs lives. And that's why he wants to cut 80% of the government, and he's right. And these people are using the government for their revenge, their personal revenge. And it's not just the DOJ and the FBI and the weaponization from that sense. It's the FCC, too. And the House panel is good to investigate them over this, seeking information from the FCC to ensure that the commission followed established procedures and didn't just use this for political purposes to punish Elon Musk and go after him as a giant F you to Elon Musk. But you know, that's exactly what they did. They revoked the Starlink funds for rural areas. They wasted billions of dollars trying to run broadband cable, didn't provide high-speed internet to anybody. And now they need Starlink in there. So now they're bringing Starlink in when they could have had it all along. See, this government uses lots of different agencies to punish its political enemies, not just the DOJ. Let's remember that. All right, more to come on our fourth and final hour. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, so we're watching Hurricane Milton and this monster storm. Governor DeSantis is doing a great job. He really is. He's doing a fantastic job. Thank God Florida has him. And I told you before, I mean, Joe Biden hates Kamala Harris. Yesterday, she's out there saying that Biden never, Ron DeSantis wouldn't return her phone calls. Biden goes out there and says, Governor Florida is doing a great job. Great job. Governor Florida is doing a great job. Purposely takes the time to say it. Purposely takes the time to say it. So they confronted her about this on The View today. Yeah, they confronted her about this on The View. She was on there this afternoon. Sarah Haynes asked her about this. Now, listen to this slimy little way that she tries to wiggle out of the fact that she lied about this and lied about Governor DeSantis. And this is all a complete, utter fabrication by her and her knucklehead running mate.
Said this morning, you've never called regarding any of the storms Florida has had since you've been vice president until apparently now and called it political. What's your response to that?
Well, first of all, I have called and talked with, in the course of this crisis, this most recent crisis, Democrat and Republican governors. Called, taken the call, answered the call, had a conversation. So, obviously, this is not an issue that is about partisanship or politics for certain leaders, but maybe it's for others.
Hey, Sarah Haynes, I got an idea. You pretend you're a journalist. Why don't you call her out on the fact that yesterday she called Ron DeSantis shameful and accused him of playing politics? And that today Biden had to defend DeSantis. Instead of just giving that word salad answer of I've spoken to Republican and Democrats, so she's clearly on a pill day today, they just go, pathetic. It really is pathetic. The View, Howard Stern, call her daddy, her bad answers on 60 Minutes. And then Doug Emhoff. I may have to come up with a new nickname for him. I don't think beta male of the United States of America is going to work. Doug Emhoff was a foul-mouthed a-hole and misogynist who hired a trophy secretary because she was pretty and retaliated against women who didn't flirt back at a Los Angeles law firm, ex-staffers claim. Misogynistic at work? I thought that's a big no-no. I thought that was wrong. Attorneys who worked with Doug Emhoff at his former firm, Venable, say he yelled expletives, held a men-only cocktail hour in the office, revoked work perks from women who didn't flirt with him, and took only young, attractive associates in a limousine to a ball. A 2019 lawsuit also claimed sex discrimination by other partners in the L.A. office Emhoff ran, and that while engaged to Harris, he hired an unqualified part-time model as a legal secretary because she was young, attractive, and friendly with the powerful men in the office. The claims are the latest in a string of allegations revealed by DailyMail.com that threatened to shatter Emhoff's image as a beta wuss. In August, DailyMail.com revealed that the Los Angeles lawyer cheated on his first wife and got his daughter's grade school teacher cum nanny pregnant. That's a British phrase. A teacher who became a nanny, the teacher cum nanny. It's just want to clarify that. And just reading from the Daily Mail. It's awkward, but yeah, that's how they phrase it. Anyway, Emhoff admitted to the affair after the story broke. And last week, Daily Mail uncovered claims that he struck his ex-girlfriend in 2012. 4 days after DailyMail.com contacted Emhoff for comment, a spokesperson reportedly denied the allegations as untrue in a statement to politics website Semaphore. Neither he nor the White House have commented to any other media, including DailyMail.com. Now his former colleagues from the Venable Los Angeles office, which he ran from 2006 to 2017, are coming forward with allegations about his inappropriate and a-hole behavior in the workplace. Said he bragged and yelled, "Get the F out of my office," to a female partner at the firm, later telling his top male colleagues that he had put her in her place. Oof. Sounds to me like we may have to come up with a new nickname for him. Maybe it's misogynistic a-hole of the United States. I don't know if that works. Misogynistic doof. I'll work on it. I'll work on it. We'll try to unveil something for Kate May, but clearly this dude is messed up. This dude's got some issues. All right, listen, have a great rest of your night tonight. Fela's next. Tune in to Fox Across America with Jimmy Fela. Back with you tomorrow from 3 to 7. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.